Connecting with your present moment experience in a simple way. Just taking in how you are in this moment. Whatever is obvious about how you are, whether it's relaxed and at ease, or maybe a little tired or agitated, however it is okay. We're just exploring, kind of opening to, in an honest way, how we are actually in this moment. Mindfulness practice does ask for this kind of honesty, this kind of meeting the truth of this moment. So what is true for you in this moment? And not thinking about it, but just feeling into how you are. As you open to that, how you are in this moment, that very experience, that very turning with mindfulness to what's here, can have an effect on the experience. And so just opening to that possibility that if you open with honesty and simplicity about what's here, sometimes that can allow a little bit of a bigger container to hold it, to hold whatever's here. And it can be helpful, having acknowledged how you are, taking that in, to encourage some other supports for our capacity to be present, in particular relaxation. Relaxation is such a support for awareness, to be here more naturally. So exploring a relaxation of body, maybe the body can relax. Maybe the inside of the body can relax, an area we may not think to check into so much. Maybe the inside of the throat can soften, relax. Maybe the heart can soften and relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can soften and relax. And then perhaps too, the mind can relax. Maybe thinking like the inner part of the body where maybe the throat can relax and the heart can relax. Maybe all of the stuff in the head can also relax, as Gil sometimes says. Maybe the brain can relax. When our system relaxes, is not pulled into worries or concerns, tensions about the past or future or present, quite naturally, this capacity that we have as human beings to be aware, it's happening and can be, we can recognize that it's happening. This relaxation of body and relaxation of mind, basically letting go of things that are in the way of this natural capacity to be present in the present moment. Our system is designed to be present, to be aware in the present moment. We don't have to work so hard. Just in some ways let go of what's in the way of that simple awareness. So awareness here, perhaps receiving body sensations, aware of sensations, physical sensations in the body, of pressure, heat or coolness, hardness or softness. Tingling, vibration, pulsing. Maybe moisture. We can be aware of hearing the sound of my voice, sounds in your environment. It's very naturally aware of what's happening in your body and around you in the environment, the sounds coming to you, body sensations coming to you, maybe emotions being present, moods, even thoughts. Awareness can, we can kind of settle back and just allow awareness to receive a flow or a stream of different sensations, sounds, emotions, receiving whatever is obvious, receiving what's here. And if that feels easeful for you, if that feels fairly comfortable to just settle back and receive, this is a very powerful form of practice itself in its own right. It's a powerful form of practice. And sometimes it can be supportive for different people at different times. to choose some area of experience to land with and settle with, the breath, for instance. Or maybe the field of hearing, if that feels easeful. Just allowing the attention to rest in one area. Sometimes that feels simpler for some people. And that too can be a very powerful form of meditation practice. So it's okay, whatever feels most natural for you. Exploring the possibility of receiving in any case. If you're oriented towards one particular experience like the breath, maybe you can explore receiving the breath, receiving the in-breath, receiving the out-breath. How is the breath showing up? How is the breath showing you what breathing is like? And if you're opening to a broader range of experience, a similar exploration around receiving. What's showing up? What's arriving? Allowing the attention to be present with whatever is here in this moment. However you're practicing, the mind will wander. You will lose track of the awareness. The mind will get caught in some thought or get pulled into some sensation and start thinking about it, ruminating about it. But at some point, you'll recognize that mindfulness will return. In that moment, it can be helpful to relax and take in that moment, as we did when we started, how are you in this moment? No judgment, no opinion, just honestly, truthfully, how are you in this moment as awareness returns? Whatever has been happening as the mind wandered off into the thought, the powerful shaping, conditioning effect on our minds, even if only for a few moments, it can really shape our experience. So to take in, how are you in this moment? It may be somewhat different than before the mind wandered. Essentially looking at what has been the effect of the mind wandering on your experience. Might be some kind of tension or agitation has crept in, but equally possible is that the mind may have actually relaxed a little bit more while it was wandering. There may be more calm, more peace, more ease available. This can be experienced and known. If you're interested, curious, what is here in this moment as mindfulness returns? And then just continuing to receive either the broader receptive awareness, if that's supportive for you, or the more focused receptive awareness, if that's more supportive for your practice.